We saw the new Roses and the new squad announced. Testament that 6 are in the final and 12 are in Australia and New Zealand leagues, playing world-class players on a weekly basis.
Absolutely. I mean, our performance director, Sarah Symington, you know, she was an Olympic athlete herself. She came from archery. She knows how to create great players. And again, her philosophy is you've got to have the best versus the best. So for us at the moment, it's the right environment for those players. I mean, Jo Hart and Serena Guthrie, I know they didn't win in the final, but my goodness, what a season they've had. Jeeva Mentor as well. You know, they're playing some astounding netball over there. And there's been quite a few articles where the Australians are really worried about Commonwealth Games because they think that, you know, they're helping us get to that final. It's really important. Our aspiration is obviously that when the time is right, those girls come back and play here. We want our fans to see the very top players play. But short term, it's the best place for them to be. We think they might come after some of our other athletes as well. You know, there's been some stars this year in the Super League. If it's right for the athletes, we'll let them go. If it's not right for the athletes, we won't let them go. And that's really the way that we've looked at it. We've got great relationships with those teams over there as well. So we're monitoring the girls. We know what their preparation is. We didn't have that previously. We didn't have those close relationships. But it is really important to us that those girls are, you know, best be best. And we will stick with that until the opportunity is right to bring them all back here. And then hopefully some of the best Australians will come and play in our league.
There's been questions this morning on Twitter about Rachel Dunnock being in that and no Team Bath members, especially Ebony, the season she's had, and the Shaw sisters. To some extent, how concrete is that list that we saw this morning?
I would say it's pretty concrete. It goes through, you know, a rigorous selection process. And don't forget, some athletes actually rule themselves out. So, you know, some athletes actually suggest that they don't want to be selected. I'm not saying that those were some of the athletes, but they do. And I think that's sometimes what fans don't particularly see. And also this full-time program, it's a full-time program. We want these athletes to commit. They have three ways that they can come into that program, but we've stuck really firm to this. And we're not going to bend the rules. We don't think it's fair to bend the rules when some players will commit to a full-time program. And you know, we have to look at this. We've not made a final doing what we've been doing over the last, you know, how many years. We haven't made a final. So we've had to change the preparation that our top athletes have. And we believe them being in a full-time program is right. So there's lots of factors around selection. It's not always quite as it seems, I think.
Yeah. And the nice thing is England Netball are supporting Ella in the recovery.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what a talent. And you cannot believe that that happened. I mean, Loughborough were unlucky anyway with players. And then for that to happen to Ella, she is an absolute talent. You know, she goes over and plays her basketball for a living as well. But we will support her recovery 100%. We want her as part of the England setup going forward. But I think everybody, when they saw that, they were just devastated for her, really. Absolutely devastated. But again, another star found that hopefully will come, you know, will come back into the game. Same as we supported Sasha Corbin. You know, we made sure that we got Sasha fit again, and we won't let these top athletes not get the right support that they need. We want them back in our program.
Everything for the Commonwealth Games going on track then? I mean, with the Australian leagues restarting after them, we could see our players back a bit sooner.
Maybe so, yeah. The performance team at the moment are just looking at what is exactly the right preparation for those girls. And obviously this has given us some other things to consider now. So they will look at what preparation is right. We've obviously got Ashley Giles on our board now, who knows what preparation a team needs going into these big championships. So we're working with him as well. And it took us a little bit because we weren't expecting Australia to do that. That wasn't what they were suggesting earlier on. But we will adapt to that. And absolutely, there's always ways that you can make this a positive, and to have our girls together for longer pre-com games would be good for us, really good for us.
It was nice to see that the finals weekend went ahead as normal.
Yeah.
Do you think it would work better a little as it was last season, where third place playoff and then the finals were on one day? Maybe the expense involved of making it a proper weekend was questioned.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, we're we're trying different scenarios. We're still quite a young sport when it comes to putting on these events. And obviously the finals, Super 10, Super Saturday, we've been selling those out. And this year, we didn't have that good a run at it, really, I suppose. So we don't know how good that could have been. Obviously, what happened in Manchester was absolutely dreadful, and we had to come off sale. So we came off sale before we even knew what Wasps had made it through. So fans didn't know who were going to actually be there. We need to really review it. I think we'll go out back out to the fan base and ask them some questions about next year. We might go back. We'll do what's right. We'll do what's right for the fans, what's right for the clubs. And let's just see. I think the sad thing is we never actually got to find out whether people wanted to do a weekend. But like you say, it's quite a cost to people. But we'll review it and look next year. Absolutely nothing set in stone at this moment in time.
How important have the younger players been to the league this season?
Oh, I think they've been absolutely outstanding. I mean, Beth Cobden, what a fantastic young player she is. Loughborough had a 17-year-old that took to the court at the final, again, to expose her to that, the pressure of playing in the crowd, amongst the crowds. And I think it's just the talent that's coming through. You know, the squad that's going out to World Youth, fantastic. They've all played some great netball. So it's so important. And as we move forward, the Super League clubs are going to be that talent vehicle. You know, we're going to mirror what football, cricket and rugby do. So the academies will come through the Super League. And to have those young players either on the bench around the more senior players or taken to court, it's not just the future of the league, it's the future of England, but it's also the future of the participation sport. You know, Georgie Fisher, I mean, she's just the most fantastic young woman. She's great with the media. She's great on court. Thank goodness we've got her fit again. But youngsters really aspire to be her. She's the peach, you know, she's the kind of young woman that will drive participation for us as well. So there's been some great youngsters that have come through. It's testament, I think, to our volunteer network as well, who've helped those come through, you know, the clubs, the counties. But I do think that once that talent pathway is embedded more in the Super League, we'll see even more youngsters coming through.
It's Women's Sport Week this week. It should be celebrated all year round. But why do you think netball plays such a strong part of this?
Well, we don't have that male version of the game, and I think that's what makes us so special. You know, we don't mind if there's a recreational element to it when men play, but that's why it's so special, because we are that one true female sport. And it's important. It's important for lots of reasons, not just people who play it, but our volunteer structure is made up predominantly of women. You know, in other sports, it tends to be the more senior volunteer roles, the more senior coaching roles go to the men. Doesn't happen in our sport. You know, we have a woman who coaches our elite team. And then even from an administration point of view, we employ predominantly women based on skill set, not just the fact we like women. But I think that's why we're so important to Women's Sports Week, because it's embedded across every single element of the game. And there isn't a male version, so we aren't in the Olympics, unfortunately. But when they win something, you've seen the very, very best of the sport.
And there'll be plenty of options to get back involved with the sport, and people who've heard this have been feeling inspired. What's the best way we can find out, maybe local clubs, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it really depends on. So we are so insight-driven. We think we've got the right way to play the game for whatever kind of woman or girl you are. So if you've played lots and you think, I really want to go back to a club, and you're confident enough to go back to a club, then if you go onto the England Netball website, you'll find your local club. But the other reason why we've been so successful, we've brought 75,000 women back into the sport over the last 4 years, and that was through Back to Netball. So again, if you're not quite as confident, you think a club, oh, a bit too much for me, don't want to train, don't want to play, but I'd just love to rock up and chuck a ball around for a bit, Back to Netball's brilliant, and Walking Netball's brilliant. And again, if you go to the England Netball website, there's a session finder and you can find your local session on there. So lots of opportunities to get back into the game, dependent on the level that you want to play at. And obviously, if you've got a youngster that would love to play, most of our clubs have a junior provision. So again, go onto the website and there'll definitely be a club there.